Oh, you know, I also lied about the girl in the bathroom. Yeah, we actually dunked her retainer in the toilet and put it back in her mouth.
I don't understand why I can't talk at this meeting.
Because when you talk, it enrages people.
Okay. Well, a quick question. Am I allowed to exchange pleasantries upon meeting this colonel?
Yes.
Am I allowed to inform him that Colonel Sanders was never actually in the military?
I'm getting enraged.
Fine. Ooh, can I use text-to-speech software?
No.
Don't speak.
Aw, nuts.
Gentlemen, I'm Colonel Williams. Thank you for meeting with me.
Hi.
Hello.
So, which one of you is the brains behind all this?
Well, it's a group effort, but I guess if we had to pick a main brain, it would be me.
And because of the quantum vortices, this can run perpetually?
Exactly. Yeah, you have a good grasp of the physics.
Well, I'm a scientist by training.
Really? You're a physicist?
Better. I'm an engineer.
Where did you go to school?
MIT.
Oh. Well, hey, me too.
I should have known. Behind every great invention's an MIT mind. I'll cut to the chase. The Air Force believes there's an application for this technology, and we're interested in funding your research.
Well, thanks. But you should know we're a little concerned about this being used in weapons.
Oh, well, let me put your mind at ease. What we use it for is none of your business.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Look, guys, it's just a guidance system. It's not like you're handing us the Death Star from Star Trek. All you need to worry about is right now it's this big, and we need it to be this big.
That's a lot less big.
Yes, it's this much less big.
I'm not even sure that's possible.
Well, I ran it by some colleagues at MIT, and they thought they could get it done in 4 months.
4 months?
Yeah, we'll do it in two. Hi, I'm Dr. Sheldon Cooper. I'm the actual brains behind this project. Also, engineers aren't real scientists. MIT is a trade school, and the Death Star is from Star Wars, not Star Trek. But otherwise, thank you for your service.
Hi. Howard told me you were working late, so I brought dinner.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to get some work done without people congratulating me about the baby every 5 minutes.
I spent my day alone in the lab waiting for a rat to die of anthrax.
Did you come here to bring me dinner or to gloat?
Well, I came to see how you were feeling, but I'm guessing still angry.
I'm sorry. My boss wants to meet with me, and I'm stressing.
You really think they're going to start treating you differently?
Are you kidding? I've always been treated differently. Look at me. Listen to me. I mean, the first thought when you see me isn't, that's a scientist. It's, I wonder if her mommy knows where she is.
I am really regretting that I got you a Happy Meal.
I've worked so hard to get where I am, and I don't want to get sent back to square one because I'm pregnant.
I understand how you feel.
Thank you.
I wish there was some way I could make it better.
Well, you brought me French fries. That's a start.
Actually, I got you apple slices because you're pregnant.
Apple slices? What kind of lunatic goes to McDonald's and gets fruit?
I'll be right back.
And a chocolate shake!
Hi.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Oh, Leonard's mad at me, so I'm making him lemon bars.
Does he even like lemon bars?
Not really. But I'm mad at him too, so lemon bars it is.
Something happened at the meeting?
They made me promise I wouldn't talk.
And you talked?
Well, now, see, you knew what was gonna happen. Why didn't they? Anyway, now we're committed to completing this project in a ridiculously short time frame, and everyone's upset with me.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Bernadette's mad at me, too.
If it makes you feel any better, a parasitoid wasp known as Ubius depressus has been rediscovered after 101 years of presumed extinction.
Why would that make me feel better?
Why would your Bernadette thing make me feel better? At least mine was educational.
Okay. Never mind.
Look, I'm sorry. Tell me why Bernadette is upset with you.
I told people at work that she's pregnant. She wasn't ready for them to know.
Why would you do that?
Well, it just slipped out. I feel terrible.
See, that's exactly what happened to me. Except that I said it on purpose and I have no regrets.
Is it even possible to get this done in 2 months?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Which means I won't be able to make Penny breakfast every day, and she'll realize my brioche French toast was the only thing keeping her in the marriage.
I love your French toast.
Oh, thanks, man.
So why did you guys even agree to the deadline?
We didn't. Sheldon did.
And you just let him?
Well, the colonel said it was for the good of the country, and the funding is substantial.
No, but mostly there was an awkward pause, and I broke it by saying, okay.
So I guess I won't be seeing you guys for a while.
Well, looks like it.
Wow. You're going off to work with the military, leaving me behind. Now I know how all those army wives feel.
Would you stop? We're just going to be on the other side of campus.
And right here.
You are a deeply silly man.
He is so afraid of his feelings.
Oh, hi.
Got a minute?
Yeah, come on in.
I just wanted to apologize. I know what you did was an accident.
Oh, thank you. And I'm sorry I lied about it.
For what it's worth, you're a great liar.
Aw, that's what Amy said. So what's going on with the research project? Are they going to let you run it?
Well, my boss said he hadn't decided yet, so I gently reminded him that he's an old, rich, white guy, and I'm a sweet little pregnant lady who's not afraid to cry in front of a jury.
You threatened to sue?
Hey, I learned a long time ago when you're 4 feet 11 and eye level with every guy's crotch, that's where you punch.
That's funny. Learn something totally different.
You know what? It's just a research project. The most important job in the world is going to be raising this child. It's all I need to give my life meaning.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
You believe me? Oh, good. 11 more chumps like you, I'll have the jury eaten out of my hand.
I never realized this building was classified.